from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. Oh. Hey, Sybil. Hey, Jay. Anthony Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's Friday,
it's
y'all.
It's Friday, yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's talk about the vajayjay. Well, we've got some great hot topics, Tom, focused on down there, ways to strengthen your lady parts, ways to moisten your kitty, and by request of Tom Joyner, does going downtown on the ladies cure cancer? Here with all the answers, as usual, is our favorite OBGYN. I'm going inside her story with America's OBGYN, Dr. Dre. Good morning, Dr. Dre.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Good morning.
All right.
Good morning. Great to have you here. Happy Friday.
Love.
So let's get started. We've got a lot to talk about. Strengthening your lady parts. This is possible?
Absolutely. There's really, really some great ways that you should do. So have you ever heard of Benway balls? Okay, so these are balls that you can actually put in the vagina and you do like resistance training. It's like the gym for the vagina. They're amazing.
Wait, how big are they?
They're small. They're about...
Go ahead, Jackie.
These are questions.
They're probably the size of, like, kiwi fruit.
I'm sorry, about the size of a kiwi?
You could get them in bigger sizes if you have a larger vagina. If you have a larger vagina.
Calm down, boys. Calm down. Dr. Dre, stick with us now. So wait a minute. You insert these, and what do you do?
So you just, put some strength, like... You just kind of like, what you do when you fake an orgasm, kind of you just like pull your, when you fake an orgasm, you know, Kegels, you do the same thing when you put the Benway balls in. Yeah.
So it's like the Kegel exercise.
Yeah, but they're like actually resistant training, so it's actually like the gym for the vagina. It's amazing.
Oh, that's great. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, also
do
work
really
on your
core. Do they come in different sizes?
Yeah, they do. They actually do. They actually come in big,
that.
Like cantaloupe big. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Some ladies have big vaginas, though.
What? Cantaloupe?
What? I'm sorry.
And you can put two of them in there?
Oh, my goodness. That's big. Okay. So, wait a minute. Do the Kegel exercises work?
Yeah, they do work, but it's better when you do them with the Benway balls. Yeah, okay.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
You need that resistant training in there. You have to have a gym for the vagina for it to be strong. And then, actually, you should work on your core muscles, too. Ladies with strong muscles have strong vaginas. Have you ever seen a man with a six-pack and he can make his penis jump? That's the reason why. It's because he has a fat stomach. He has a six-pack.
That should be an Olympic sport. I've never heard of that.
That's a good one. I love penis. That. I would definitely watch that.
Good one, Jackie.
That would be interesting. All right, ways to moisten your vajayjay.
This is a good one. Let me listen on this one.
What are the best ways for that? Because I was reading recently that vitamin E, which is something you hear is good for the vajayjay, is not good, is it? Isn't it?
So vitamin E is great if you're postmenopausal. So it's really, really great. But for you young girls, just use some coconut oil. Coconut oil actually will kill bacteria, and it's a great lube. But the problem is, if you use oil, it can actually, like, you know, rip up condoms. So you don't want to use condoms and oil together. So oil is definitely for, like, monogamous couples.
Like a quart?
When you're not using a condom.
And how often, how often should you put a little oil in there?
Just whenever you're dry.
You're dry. Gallon.
So not daily. You know, you get up in the morning. You put on some deodorant. You put a little oil.
Whenever you're dry, you feel like your vagina's dry. Put a little coconut oil in there on your fingertips, just a little bit.
Okay.
Or put it on the shaft. You can put it on the shaft as it's going inside.
Good advice. All right, now Tom sent me this email, Dr. Dre, and about this study that says going down on the ladies will cure cancer.
Conolingus actually causes cancer, guys. So, yeah. So, fellas, if you're going down on your girl...
thanks
sure
a lot,
you,
Doc.
Yeah, thanks. Make sure you're using dental dam. Hey, I'm all for it. Fellatio conolingus, I'm all for it, as long as you're protecting yourself. So, ladies...
Use a dental dam?
Dental dam down there, fellas, if you're doing conolingus on your girl. Ladies, if you're doing fellatio on your guy, make sure you use a condom. Use flavor condoms. Have some fun with it. But you have to cover it up. Because what happens is you'll get HPV in your mouth, and it'll go to your throat. So you can get throat cancer. So we have a lot of young ladies with throat cancer because they're going in. So you definitely want to use condoms.
Isn't that what Michael Douglas said happened to him?
You said it. I didn't.
Okay.
Co-sign, though. Okay. I will co-sign that. Okay. I will co-sign.
Okay. Oh my! Well, where did this study come from that it cures cancer?
I got the article off of a health website.
Yeah. So there's not a really the study is not really that good. So yeah, stay away from doing all that kind of stuff without some dental dam, guys. You have to cover it up.
Now, where do you get a dental dam from? I've never heard of this. What is that? For those who may not know.
It's from the same place you buy a condom.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've seen that store,
They're called dental dams or rubber dams.
Dental dams, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of them are called obby dams. They're really big.
So if you want to prevent cancer, guys, cancer in general, lose some weight. You know, the bigger the waistline, the bigger the cancer risk. Definitely. And then go towards a more plant-based diet. So, you know, I'm a vegan, right? So, like, plant-based diets are so, so important. It helps your heart. It helps your brain. It helps your cholesterol. It helps your diabetes.
And so you don't eat any meat, Doc?
No meat. No dairy. No eggs. I know, right?
I can't with the two of you. I just cannot.
It's just too much for America.
I can't. It's way too much for early in the morning. You know what? We're trying to educate people, you two.
No meat.
Good luck.
They need detention. They really need detention. I can't.
No
but
meat.
Dr.
Sorry.
Dre, you know, you're such a great educator when it comes to these topics. What are you working on your website, or what can we find on your website that's new and informative?
Because
you always have great stuff.
I do. Make sure you get my latest release, 20 Things You May Not Know About the Vagina. All you need to go to is drdrai.com/vagina.
I love that. What are some things that we don't know about the vagina?
Leave it alone. It's self-cleaning. Don't know douching at all. The more sex you have, the better it works.
Do they still even make those, the at-home douche?
Absolutely. The feminine hygiene, they make a lot of money off of that. But just leave the vagina alone.
Okay. Leave it alone, ladies.
Leave it alone. Conilingus, don't do it without dental dam, okay?
No meat
at all. Good advice.
No meat. No fellatio without a condom. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Dre. As always, boys,
bye,
corner. They need a timeout. You guys need a timeout.
I know. Always.
They do. Sorry. Have a great weekend, Dr. Dre.
Bye, guys.
That was good stuff.
Oh.
You two, like the rest of the show, I can't. Why? Why on my segment does this have to happen?
Huggy next.
Unbelievable.